Howdy do, podcast family. I hope you are well. If this is your first time joining us, a hearty welcome to you. If you are already family, then of course it's welcome again and big up to you. I do believe that the Lord would want us to pray this morning, this day, this afternoon, this night, whenever you listen to this recording. And we are trusting that it would be timely for you. But before we go into prayer, as led by the Holy Spirit, I want to share a few verses from Psalm 37. And this is going to be Psalm 37, verses 1 through to 7. And I am reading from the Passion Translation. It says, "Don't follow after the wicked ones or be jealous of their wealth. Don't think for a moment they're better off than you. They and their short-lived success will soon shrivel up and quickly fade away like grass clippings in the hot sun. Keep trusting in the Lord and do what is right in his eyes. Fix your heart on the promises of God and you will be secure, feasting on his faithfulness. Make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, and he will provide for you what you desire the most. Give God the right to direct your life, and as you trust him along the way, you'll find he'll pull it off perfectly. He will appear as your righteousness, as sure as the dawning of a new day. He will manifest as your justice, as sure and strong as the noonday sun. Quiet your heart in his presence and pray. Keep hope alive as you long for God to come through for you. And don't think for a moment that the wicked in their prosperity are better off than you." And that's where we'll end that passage of scripture. There's a song that has been in my heart. I wish I could sing this song for you, but I can't. And so I'm going to play a version that I've found. So I do not own any copyright to this, but I do believe that as you listen to this, be prayerful. Get your heart and your spirit and everything in tune, believing that God is going to come through.
Before the day is over, before the night is through, you'll find your answer. God will come through for you. You've been praying for deliverance. Yes, his word bring assurance. Before the day is over, God will come through for you. One more time. Before the day is over.
Before the day is over.
Before the night is through, you'll find your answer. God will come through for you. You've been praying for deliverance. Yes, his word bring assurance. Before the day is over, God will come through for you. Before the day is over, he will come through for you.
Before the day is over, God will come through for you. Before the night is over, if you're going through night, then God will come through for you. I'm happy that this is a podcast, a spoken word with NGW is a podcast led by the Holy Spirit. It's not like any other podcast. And so we're just going to go in prayer. We are just going to go in prayer as directed by the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We honor you. We salute you. We place you at the highest even now. Hallelujah. We declare that you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords and that there is none like you. A song says we can search all over and we will not find anyone because there is just no one like you, Almighty God. There's no one greater. There's no one stronger. There's no one wiser. wiser than you are. You are indeed the I am that I am. And so this day we come together in this fashion, upon this forum. We come, Almighty God, in one heart, in one spirit, Almighty God, just believing that you are going to come through for us. Lord, the song says, before the night is over, before the day is through, we have been praying for deliverance. We have been seeking answers, but you're going to come through. Lord Jesus, when we think about Isaiah 55, Lord, you said in that passage of scripture, verse 10, 11, thereabout, that when you send the rain, then it has to come. It has to come so that there is bread and there is seed for the sower, Almighty God. Your word will not return to your void, but it must accomplish that which you have set it out to do. And Heavenly Father, we know, Almighty God, that as we gather on this platform, that there are believers who you have spoken, you have released words, you have released actions. Activation over, and there is still a wait, there is still a delay, hallelujah, but we're happy, Almighty God, to know that delay does not mean that it is denied, and we pull an assurance this day that you are going to come through. It is a season for you to come through. It is a season for you to show up, and not just show up, but to show off. And so even now, Almighty God, we humble ourselves, hallelujah, according to your words, we humble ourselves in the mighty hand of God, so that you will be exalted, Almighty God, hallelujah. We just ask that you take preeminence even now, as we give you our thought patterns, we give you decisions, Almighty God. It's a time in which decisions are being made. Some decisions are being made for business. Some decisions are being made for family. Some decisions are being made for health. Some decisions are being made for personal reasons, Almighty God. But we give you all of the process and the phases to you, Almighty God. And we ask, dear Father, that you will order steps. My God, we ask that even the very mind will synchronize with the frequency of heaven even now, Almighty God. Hallelujah. That your will be done here on earth as it's already done in the heavens, Almighty God. That we which you have spoken and declared for this time, Almighty God, that it will manifest in the lives of your people, Almighty God. We pray for breakthrough this day, Almighty God. We pray, dear Father, that the constant denial, Almighty God, that there will be a stamp that says you are approved, Mako Rebo Shaya, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray, dear Father, according to your word. You said all things will work together for good for them that love you and are called all according to your purpose. And we ask even now that you will turn the denials, Almighty God. Hallelujah. My God, we pray even now that so many doors have been closed, but we pray according to your word that behold, you place an open door before your people, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And we pray, Daddy Jesus, that as you open this door, that there will be a walking through, Almighty God. No more closed door, but it will be a walking through into purpose. It will be a walking through into destiny. It will be a walking through into that which you have ordained, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We thank you, dear Father, that it is from you where our help comes from. Like a David, we look to you, my God. We look to you not because you are the mountain, but because you are the maker of the mountain. Oh, God, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything that is within. There isn't anything that was created that was not created by you, Almighty God. And so even now, Almighty God, because you are creator and we are creation, we look to you, Almighty God. We look to you, Almighty God. We look to you for that which you have done. That which you have done, you went on the cross, you breathed your last, and you said, it is finished. And so even now, we come against a spirit of frustration over your people. We declare this day, this hour, this moment, that it is finished. Everything, Almighty God, that the enemy has released to put that spirit of frustration, oh my God, this spirit of Mikiam Bada, I will not make another attempt. I will not go any further. The Spirit Almighty God that says give up, it makes no sense. We come against that right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh my God, we thank you for the spirit of consistency. We thank you there, Father, that yes, we will try again, because this time, as the song echoed, before the day is over, before the night is through, oh yes, we have been praying for deliverance and you will come through. Hallelujah. Oh dear Father, your word in Psalm 37, it tells us not to fret because of the evil one, not to fret because of the prosperity that the evil ones are enjoying, because like the green grass, they will wither. Hallelujah. We thank you for assurance this morning. We thank you for assurance today. We thank you for assurance this night, the season. Hallelujah. We thank you, dear Father, that it is indeed well. It is well. The song says, it is well with my soul. It is well. We are declaring in the atmosphere that it is well, because we walk by faith and not by sight. It's not what it looks like in the natural or to the natural eyes, but it is what it looks like in the heavenly realms. And so even now, dear Father, we adjust our perspective. We look through your lens, Almighty God. We listen through your ears, Almighty God, to the sounds of heaven even now. Hallelujah. We thank you for the victory. We thank you that it is well. We thank you that it is done. We thank you that it is finished. Hallelujah. We are rejoicing. We are rejoicing because of what you have done, because of what you are doing right now, dear Father, because of what you will do to further glorify yourself. My God, it is for your great name's sake, for no other reason but for your great name's sake, Lord Jesus. Lord God, your word says, let the sick say that I am healed. Let the weak say that I am strong. And we declare it this day, hallelujah, if there is any sickness in our midst, we speak the word of healing. We release the word of healing this day, this hour, this moment. Hallelujah. Oh, dear Father, your word says that healing is the children's bread. And so we choose, we decide to eat upon the bread of healing this day. Hallelujah. That every sickness that is in our bodies, every sickness over the mind, hallelujah, that it will succumb. It will succumb to the bread of healing. It will succumb to the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It will succumb to the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We know that there is healing. There is healing in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There is healing over COVID. There is healing over every disease and sicknesses. You bore those stripes upon your back so that we, your people, could be healed. Hallelujah. You were wounded. Almighty God, you were bruised. Hallelujah. You went through all of that, Almighty God, so that we can walk in healing this day. And so we speak a healing over every troubled mind right now. Oh, hallelujah. We speak healing over every worried mind right now. Hallelujah. We speak the peace of God that passeth all understanding. A peace that wasn't given by the world. A peace that cannot be disturbed by the world. Hallelujah, Jesus. We declare your peace. We declare your peace upon the mind. We command every oppressed mind, every depressed mind, oh my God, to be settled in the peace of God even now. We declare a healing over the mind. We come against every suicidal thoughts and spirit even now. We command you to be subjected to the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be subjected to the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare that you have the mind of Christ. You will think upon the things that are true and pure and noble and are of a good report. Hallelujah. Whose report will you believe? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We choose to believe the report of the Lord. The report that says we are free. We are no longer bound. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Your mind is free. Your mind is free. You have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come against every shackles that are placed upon your feet, upon your hands, upon your movements, limiting you, preventing you from being who God has called you to be. We declare you to be free this day. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. We thank you for freedom. We thank you for passing through, Almighty God. We thank you for hearing our cries. We thank you for answering, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, it's total glory, honor, and praise that we give unto you this day. Hallelujah. We choose to dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We choose to abide under the shadows of the Almighty. We choose to say that you are indeed our refuge and our strength, our very present help in the time of trouble. We thank you. We thank you for being our deliverer. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your word says it's the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. It is indeed marvelous in our eyes. How you are coming through, how you've come through for us, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Take all the praise, Mighty God. Take all the honor. Take all the glory. And we tell you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We did say that we were not going to be long today. Hallelujah. But we trust that this prayer, that you came into agreement with this prayer, and that you will be on the other side, just rejoicing in the God of your salvation. Just by chance, if you don't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, there is an invitation. All you need to do is to say, Lord, come into my heart. Come into my heart to stay. Come into my heart. I pray, forgive me of all my sins and my trespasses. If you say that prayer, if you believe by faith, then know that you are saved. You are saved. Hallelujah. We bless you. We love you. And this is your girl, MGW, signing out for another episode of the Spoken Word.